David Guetta featuring Kid Cudi and Memories. Live coverage of Varsity Finals Day on Forge, live from Hillsborough. Chris Conway, you have all of the post-match reactions.
I just want to bring your attention to something. We've sort of talked about while the game was going on, and Matt and Andy have commented on this, and you've talked about it, and I've talked about it. The pitch wasn't great today. It was very dry before the game, very hard surface to run on, and I think that could account for why a lot of the team were tired. But if you look down now, I don't know whether you can see, and I'm sort of, I know the people that are listening back at uni can't see this, they're actually now watering the pitch ready for the big game. Men's first, Sheffield Uni versus Sheffield Hallam, kicks off at 6 o'clock live on Forge Radio. They're watering this pitch because obviously that makes it a lot more slicker, a lot quicker game, and I mean, hopefully, Dale, we should be looking at a faster paced game and hopefully increase fitness levels.
I mean, but Chris, how much do you think it is important that this pitch is watered? Because obviously we saw the pitch go up, it was pretty heavy, the ball wasn't moving much, hence both teams resorted to long ball tactics. How important is it that we get that pitch moving for the men's firsts?
Well, I think it's important because they'll be able to get the ball down and play it a lot more, and it could be that rather than lumping it forward from the keeper, they build from the back, which would probably be more conducive to sort of, I think there'll be more challenges in midfield. You know, we were sort of, the game we've just watched with the women, you know, a lot of the sort of clashes we were seeing were sort of around the box area. There wasn't a lot happening in midfield. And hopefully there'll be more of that in the men's game. But also, the fact that the pitch is being watered can only be a good thing. It makes the game flow a lot quicker. So we'll be seeing a lot more runs up the wings, that sort of thing.
Okay, thank you very much. Chris, are you ready? Have you got the groundsman, deputy groundsman?
I have, Dale. I'm joined by Stuart, who is the deputy groundsman here at Hillsborough. Stuart, obviously the pitch before the first game kicked off, it was quite hard, you know, sort of dry surface. You're watering it now. What's that for? Is that to sort of get it ready for the 6 o'clock game or...?
Yeah, we're just trying to get it ready for the game later on, make it a lot faster than it was this afternoon, with a bit of zip. Hopefully we should have some fast-flowing football.
Yeah, I take it, obviously, you're responsible for the pitch, not just today, but a whole season for the professionals as well.
Yeah, that's right. We look after the pitch full-time here at Hillsborough, coming to the end of the season now, so ready to renovate and get ready for next season, hopefully.
Just looking at the pitch today, does it look as good as it has been this season, or would you say, on, you know, based on your experience and what you've seen, that it has been better at times?
It's started to come back to us now. We lost quite a lot of grass throughout the winter with the bad weather, and the regrowth started now, and as you can see, it's looking pretty good, but obviously the first day of the season's the best day for it, perfect, no grass out of place, so it should get a little better before the end of the season.
How long will you continue watering it? Because, I mean, you're watering it now. Will that carry on right through until 6 o'clock tonight? Or
Just before both teams come out to warm up. I think up till about 5 o'clock, water it and let their teams warm up and then ready for the game. So just put the ones around the outside of the pitch on, and now I've got the ones in the middle going round. Should be done shortly.